requires no effort, because I'm kind of getting ready. Oh, here you come. Here comes the one interpretation. All right. And so the court said, this doesn't require any effort on your part. Here is the interpretation. Every loving thought is true. Everything else is an appeal for healing and help. Regardless of the form it takes, every loving thought is true. Everything else that's happening around me is an appeal for help. So now I'm going to walk into a room and I'm going to interpret you all, but this is the way I'm going to interpret you all if I want to be healed. I'm going to walk into the room and I'm going to interpret like all of y'all are really, really loving, or you all are all calling for love. That's the interpretation that will take me out of all attack. Everything is either love or a call for love.
Yeah.
I love it says regardless of the form it takes. I don't care what it looks like. Well, what about what happened over in Saudi Arabia? It's a call for love. You know what happened last night in the latest house on Colfax? That's a call for love. That's a call for help. One interpretation of motivation. Because remember, I've been interpreting motivation before and it's been hazardous to me. That's where all my fear and conflict is coming from. That's what he's trying to tell us. Well, you need to have another interpretation of motivation. This interpretation of motivation is every loving thought is true. Everything else is a call for help regardless of the form it takes. Can anyone be justified in responding with anger to somebody's plea for help? I mean, if I really knew you were calling for help for real, would I really attack you?
No.
No. If I really saw you, oh, help me. I was like, help me. Help me. Ah! Oh, you wouldn't do that. If you really saw somebody who was really calling for help, you probably want to help them. But see, I'm not seeing their actions as a call for help. I'm seeing their actions as an attack on me. Okay? So the court says, can anybody be justified in responding with anger to a brother's plea for help? No response can be appropriate except the willingness to give the help to the person. I'll just make it more modern language. No response can be appropriate except the willingness to give the help to them. For the help and only the help is what they're asking for. If you offer them anything else but help, if you offer them anything else but love, you are assuming the right to attack their reality, which is that they're calling for help, by interpreting their reality as you see fit. Perhaps the danger of interpreting other people's reality as you see fit to your own mind isn't yet fully apparent yet. You don't know how this is dangerous to your own mind to keep on interpreting everybody else's motivation as you see fit. You don't see how that's dangerous to you to keep interpreting everybody's motivation as you see fit. If you believe that an appeal for help is something else other than an appeal for help, you're going to react to the something else. If you think it's an attack, then you're going to react to that. If you think that's them trying to hurt you, then you're going to react to that. If you believe that it's something else other than a call for help and other than a call for love, then you're going to react to the something else you think it is. So your response will therefore be inappropriate to reality as it is. The reality is that they're calling for help. You are attacking them because you think somehow they did something to you. Then that means that you're reacting to the something else. You're not really reacting to the call for help. So your reaction really isn't to what's really happening. You aren't reacting to what's really happening. You're just reacting to your interpretation of what's happening. He says that's why you don't ever get no help. Woo. Yourself. Like you want to help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. He said, well, you have an inappropriate response to help me, you, help me, you, help me, you. You're busy seeing all the people that's calling for help is attacking you or not doing what you want them to do or being mad at them. So he said your response would therefore be inappropriate to reality as it is, but it's not an inappropriate response to your perception of reality. Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, if I don't see what you did as a call for love, that is an inappropriate response in terms of what the truth says about that being a call for love. I'm sorry I don't see you cussing me out last night as a call for love. Okay, so I'm much more into seeing it other than as a call for love. I see you as attacking me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, but you're attacking them back. That's not an inappropriate response in terms of your perception of it. So you're not responding inappropriately in terms of the way you're seeing things. You are responding inappropriately in terms of the way things are. You're not responding inappropriately in terms of how you see what's going on and how you think you need to respond. You're responding inappropriately in terms of what's really going on, which is that it's a call for help. It's a call for help. It's a call for love. So that's all that's happening. I am responding to you the way I should respond to you based on the way I see things. That's all I can do all day. Yeah. But that don't make it right. Except in my perception. That's why I do it. Because it's right to me.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a trip to think somebody's doing to you what they think is right to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they think it's right to do that to you. Because mm-hmm. to them, it's right to them. Whoo. Whoo. Next paragraph. Take a breath. Smack somebody upside the head. Scream in their ear. Yank their hair. Okay. That's why I said the day-long Course in Miracles is not for the faint of heart. If you don't really want to get down in this book, then that ain't your workshop. But there's some people in here that's hungry to get down in this book. Just like me. It wouldn't be no sacrifice at all. It's like, oh yeah. That's so cool. I'm so excited about that. This next sentence is going to kick our butts. You ready?
Yeah.
It says, there is nothing to prevent you from recognizing all calls for help exactly what they are, as what they are, except your own imagined need to attack. There's nothing to stop you from seeing it as a call for love except you have a need to attack them back. You don't want to see it as a call for love because you don't want to answer it. I don't want to see what you're saying, Earl, as a call for love because I don't want to answer it. They hurt me. This is the person that hurt me. What are you talking about? See it as a call for love. See, the reason why I don't want to see it that way is because I have an imagined need to attack. Book is straight up true. Why else would I get excited about this? I don't want to do it. Give me some other way back to God other than me doing it.
Yeah.
I'm mad now.
Earl, can you distinguish that though with accountability so that you're not making it okay for somebody? You're holding them accountable for their behavior so it doesn't happen in the future, but
you're doing it now. What you are doing is whatever it is that you think will give you the most peace in that moment. And that's what you make that decision from. If it would give you more peace in that moment to do whatever it is you think you need to do to get that person to show accountability, then that's the direction that I would head in. It's the direction that gives me the most peace without physical attack. So that's how you take care of the whole accountability thing. You know that it matters to you for them to show some accountability just because you asked the question. So you know that's got to be a part of your particular path, is that you're going to have to be accountable all the time too. And if you want to be accountable all the time too, then you want everybody else to be accountable too. And that's how you know which one to do. Hey, Brian. It's like a little poem, a little piss me off poem, wasn't it? Wait a minute. I wanted them to be accountable, but do me being accountable all the time? Wait a minute now. Hold on. Let me be kind of get sure about this. Because I love expecting people to have qualities I don't.
So why do we have an imagined need to attack?
Because we think we have been attacked. That's why I think I have an imagined need to attack. Because I think I'm in danger. I think you might hurt me. So I'm going to say it again because Heather asked a very important question. I hope you heard me. In your personal life, ask for guidance about all those decisions and try to go in a direction that gives you the most peace. Should I get a lawyer or should I not? Would I be a poor student if I got a lawyer? You know, ask yourself honestly for an answer and then move in whatever direction gives you the most peace. If you actually feel safer contacting a lawyer, then you know that's the direction that you're supposed to go. It's just that simple, really. It's not. Don't make it more complicated than that. See, what you're trying to do through the course is be in a state of consciousness where you would never attract anyone that would ever harm you.
Yeah.
That's what the goal of the course is. And so you won't even have the